For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
There still seems to be a debate over who is running the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. President Trump and his supporters believe it's Mick Mulvaney. People on the other side of the aisle believe it should be who Richard Cordray appointed, Leander English. Well, co-writer of the Dodd-Frank Act, Barney Frank, said on Monday the bill is not as clear as he wishes. Take a listen.
This is not as clear-cut as I wish it was. I think my side is right. It is also clear that people's view of the law here on the whole is influenced by what they want to see.
Americans appear to feel pretty good about the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
This month's Conference Board measurement of consumer confidence rising to 129.5%, the highest mark since the index hit 132.6 in November of the year 2000. Economists polled by Reuters had anticipated a bit of a decline, but the board's director of economic indicators says consumers are entering the holidays with very high spirits and an economy that's expanding at a very healthy pace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who was living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Doug Christian has a look at what's going on Capitol Hill.
From Washington, D.C., this is On the Hill. Doug Christian reporting.
But the goal is to get the economy growing again, to get people with a little more take-home pay they can spend the way they see fit or save it for their retirement.
Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, spoke outside the West Wing of the White House about the GOP's tax reform bill. He, along with Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch, Senator Patrick Toomey, and Senator Tim Scott, spoke of the help they claim the GOP bill will provide to lower and middle-class income earners. Senator Hatch complains that Democrats are stonewalling and uncooperative in the GOP's efforts to reform taxes.
I just hope that they will get off their duffs and start working with us rather than just voting in block against everything we try and come up with.
Added to Hatch's woes is Senator John McCain's stubbornness. Senator McCain says he's undecided on the Senate tax bill, scheduled for a committee vote today. Senators McCain, Bob Corker, and Jeff Flake all have declared reservations on the bill. Worse for the bill, none of them owe President Trump or the Republican leadership anything, as they are not up for re-election. Roy Moore shoots back at investigative reporters who have dug up allegations that he was involved in sexual contact with a minor and had been banned from entering a local mall in Alabama. Doug Christian, Washington.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, this Thanksgiving weekend show. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to begin talking with Scott Spiker about our military's new retirement system. Then we'll meet a combat veteran running for Congress in Oklahoma, Andy Coleman, and then Dr. Noel Tichy will tease us with his look at his approach to leadership. He'll be starting a series on that very thing next year. Naturally, we'll cover Service Academy football. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to learn about the military's new retirement system. Joining us is Scott Spiker, the CEO of First Command. Scott's a Naval Academy grad and a financial planner. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Scott.
Great to be here, Danny.
Scott, tell us about your time in the Navy. Obviously, you went to the Academy. What did you do when you got out?
I was a surface warfare officer. I served on the USS Stein when it was deployed a couple times in the Indian Ocean, Western Pacific, as we call it. Some of that time was during the hostage crisis in Iran. So I had a pretty interesting sea career, but it was brief. 3 years there, went into recruiting, didn't know how to get a real job, so I decided to go get an MBA from the best school I could get into, and I graduated from University of Chicago with an MBA in 1984.
So when you got out of the service, you went into financial planning. Is that something you'd been in, sort of interested in most of your life, or where'd that come from?
I went generally into financial services. And I started out working for banks, and then I went to bigger banks. Then I went into investment management within the trust world. Then I went to broker-dealers. Then I wandered into health insurance for a while, running a health insurance company in Chicago. 10 years ago, I was recruited to come back to First Command as the CEO, and I've been here since. Our company focuses on financial planning, principally for military folks. We have 170 offices all over the United States, typically where there's a military base, and we have offices in Germany, Great Britain, and Guam, serving our troops that are deployed in those places.
Scott, talk to us about military benefits in general and how the new military retirement system fits in. And work into that, please. In your opinion, is this a good move for military people, or is this one we're going to get stuck with?
The big thing that's changing, and probably the most important thing to pay attention to for your listeners, is the retirement system itself. We have had what we would characterize as a traditional pension plan for service members for the last 80 years. The beauty of it is it's simple. You can understand it. You are taken care of based on the service you provide. Unfortunately, there have not been benefits for those people that get out of service before serving a full 20 or a disability. And so a presidential commission a few years ago set out to create a new retirement system. I'm going to make a statement that is a little bit pejorative, and let's just say that the intention of this new retirement system is to save the government money over the long term. So it is transferring some of the risk to the service member, and that is a burden that they have not been accustomed to.
Yeah, certainly not one that I ever had to deal with, but I've been retired 30-something years. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing our military's new retirement system with Scott Spiker. Go ahead, Scott.
So the thing that you'd have to understand is if you're serving today, and that's going to be most of your folks, and you are under 12 years of service, you have an option. You can either keep the old plan or you can opt for the new plan. This is a very important decision, and you need to study it carefully. My rough thumbnail sketch of how you might think about it, if you are determined that you are going to make the military a career, you just know that is in your blood and you're doing well on your evaluations and you look like you're tracking along nicely, my best advice would be to take the old retirement system. It is rich, it's simple, and it will provide better, more infallible benefits for you through the rest of your life. If, however, you're like me, who knew he was going to get out after 5 years of service post-academy, and you know that that's your plan, then my encouragement would be to take the new system, to make sure that you max out your contribution to the Thrift Savings Plan. You know, make sure you're getting at least 5% into that plan so that you can get the full match, and you will have a benefit that is portable and follows you when you get out of service. The complex equation, Denny, is for those folks that are not yet certain as to what their plans are, and goodness knows you and I both know there were a lot of those that we encountered in our career. And there, I think you need to sit down with somebody and work the math out. There are several calculators online. We have an application. First Command Financial Services has an application. Moreover, our advisors would be glad to sit down with folks and go through a very extensive calculator that we've built to take them through the various options to help them come to a conclusion. Old plan versus new plan. I like this plan for those that don't seek to serve for a long-term period of time. If, however, you are the 1/6 that is determined to make military service a career, I'm not quite as optimistic. I think what you would want to make sure that you're doing is look at all of the decisions that happen at each stage of your career where there is a financial incentive from Department of Defense, and be very sure you're making the right decision. A lot of us can't do that by ourselves, which is why a company like ours is in existence. Here, let me give you a few examples. There's 4 or 5 key decision points through a career if you choose this new plan. Number one, make sure you get the full match. You've got to make sure you've got 5% of your money going in order to get that free gift of the government match. Number two, make sure you are investing aggressively enough. This is a retirement plan, and if you choose to invest in very safe instruments, then you're not going to have the benefit of long-term returns. So take some risk in these plans. Third thing, there is a element of this plan called the continuation bonus by DOD. I abhor that name because people spend bonuses. If you're going to do well and be as well off as the previous retirement plan, you want to take that money and keep it in the Thrift Savings Plan for the rest of your life. You want to make sure that that is in there and that is with some risk on investments, earning on either a tax-deferred or a tax-free basis, whether you choose a Roth IRA or not. So make that decision. Know that if for some reason you take that continuation pay, and then you do not fulfill the 4-year service obligation that goes, you have to pay it back. And if you've blown that money, you're paying it back on a pre-tax basis, which means it's going to be pretty expensive for you.
Scott, that kind of planning that you're talking about is a thing that I was never any good at, and that's why I needed, after I got out of the military, to find a good guy like you to help me. Because I didn't have to worry about it. I had one choice for retirement, and I liked it, and I got it, and I'm still drawing it. But once I got into the real world, which is what you're talking about everybody's going to be in right now, you need somebody who knows what the heck they're doing that pays attention to this stuff because it changes every day. I wish we could continue this conversation, but we're about out of time. Scott, if listeners want to reach out to you and get some help, hit me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com. Tell me you want to get in touch with Scott. I'll take care of it. Scott, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation, and thank you for the service to the military people serving right now today. Thank you for that service. It's badly needed. I appreciate you, brother. Oh, and one final thing, beat Navy.
We'll see you at the football game, Denny.
It's a deal. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, we'll talk with a combat veteran running for Congress in midterm. Then we'll get a taste of the leadership insights that we'll begin sharing weekly starting next year. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Hit the deck and do an easy, slow 30 one-handed push-ups with each hand. I want you lean and mean. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and has now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your home defense tip of the week. Next time you upgrade to a new cell phone, don't throw your old one away. If your old phone can hold a charge, you can stage this phone for emergency use in a home defense situation. Every cell phone, whether on contract or not, has the ability to call 911. Keep an old phone in the glove box of your car as well as your safe room just in case. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show a combat veteran who's running for Congress in a special election. Andy Coleman seeks to replace another combat veteran who is presently in Congress but moving to the executive branch. Welcome aboard, Andy.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a joy to be with you.
Andy, tell us about your military service. When and why did you join? Where did you serve? What did you do?
Well, I looked up to my dad, my granddad, who both served, my granddad in World War II, my dad in Vietnam, and just I looked up to these guys. At the age of 14, I really set my goal being to attend the Air Force Academy. I'm fortunate that I was able to get in, went through there, loved my policy studies, that say national security issues, international issues, political science, and went on to become a intelligence officer with the Air Force. Served with CINTAF. So the bread and butter for us was 27 countries from North Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia. A fascinating area to be working at, especially during a historic period for our country, an important time for our country. And it was a real honor. I stayed on, you know, active duty doing that role. Grew concerned, though, with where things stood in our country constitutionally over a decade ago. And that led me to attend law school. When I attended law school, I stayed in the reserves. I was assigned as an intelligence officer to USAFE in Germany. And that was also a fascinating work. But it did lead me to getting mobilized after my first year of law school. Unexpectedly, was announced that I was off with the Army this time, not the Air Force, but with the Army, to serve as a senior intelligence officer for a civil affairs brigade in West Baghdad. And I may not have seen that coming, but I see God's fingerprints all over it. It was a rewarding experience and great guys that I served with. And that experience actually had planted seeds that would blossom in other ways in my life later on.
Andy, I strongly suspect I have detected something in you that is not politically correct. You sound like you might be a believer.
I certainly am. I take it very seriously. And, I mean, when I was that senior intelligence officer in West Baghdad, you know, it was interesting living out my faith in that setting. But what was particularly intriguing to me is because we were part of the surge 2007 to 2008 and the civil affairs unit was responsible for rebuilding the country, we were working with local Iraqis. And I started to meet Iraqi Christians, others who took their faith seriously. And I had heard about the persecuted church before. I was interested in what they were going through. But, man, once I started to learn their names, once I started to play with their kids, break bread with them as families, and hear their plight, what they'd gone through, my heart exploded for these people. So I did what I could, even when I was over there with the military, try to get them some resources from our family, our friends. But I do take my faith very seriously. And in fact, for the last several years, I've been back in the Middle East, but this time with a Christian ministry called the Voice of the Martyrs, which is based in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. It's a large Christian ministry, and they serve the persecuted church in the worst countries on planet Earth. My responsibility was to lead their efforts in the Middle East. That was 17 countries from Egypt to Pakistan. Very risky work, very rewarding work, though, man. Difficult season in that part of the world. And I was very honored to be able to do what I did.
Wow, that's quite a story. Okay, we know a little bit about you. One of the things you're doing is running for Congress in an unusual election. Jim Bridenstine is the current congressman. What's going on there?
So he's been nominated by President Trump to be the administrator for NASA. Of course, that still requires Senate confirmation, and the way that the Senate has been working, it's anybody's guess on their timeline. But it does look like it's progressing fairly smoothly. In fact, he just passed through committee. So it's going to the full Senate for the votes, and we'll just see. But we're just hoping and praying that a decision can be made before Thanksgiving, and that should gear us up for the special election and give us a good amount of time. You know, the military background, when we first filed, kicked in already back then. We prepare for the worst and hope for the best, so we've had contingency plans in place, and we're ready to rock and roll if we need to go hot. So it is an interesting race.
It is indeed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're talking with Andy Coleman, who's going to be running for Congress in Oklahoma. Andy, why did you decide to run for Congress? Given your background and who you are, the average person doesn't wake up one morning and think, I'll run for Congress. How'd that happen to you?
Well, listen, Denny, I've always loved my country. I mean, that's clear from me setting my sights on the academy at 14. I've always cared deeply about policy. I'm a conservative because conservative policies are the best policies for people. In fact, a lot of my family does not agree with me. They come out of more of a liberal background. So in a sense, I'm the conservative black sheep. But I know where I stand on these issues, and I know why I stand on these issues. In fact, when I was on active duty, what led me to law school was really being deeply concerned with where things stood back then over a decade ago constitutionally. A lot of these policies that I disagreed with were coming out of legal circles, and almost like a the Terminator movies where you have to send a Terminator to take out a Terminator. Well, that's how I viewed a lot of these policies and attorneys. So I jumped in. I was an editor on the law review, attended University of Kansas School of Law. I was an editor on the law review. But what I point out to people was I jumped right in both feet into the conservative policy fights. I was the president of the Christian Legal Society there. I was an officer with the Federalist Society, which is a conservative legal organization that stands up for the principles of limited government. I was also a Blackstone Fellow with the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a Christian conservative legal organization that takes an unapologetic stand in defense of the unborn, the sanctity of life, your religious liberty rights. At the University of Kansas, these were not popular positions. Some people were, you know, pointing out to me that I might have a difficult time securing employment because of taking these stands, but that's why I went. That's where I stood, and they were the right arguments to make, and I stand by that today. Fast forward, I'm working in the Middle East with Voice of the Martyrs. I think I'm going to do that for the rest of my life, but in the run-up to the presidential campaign and even in the ugliness that set in after Donald Trump was elected, it just became very clear to me that our country is in a deep, dark, nasty hole, and we need genuine conservative leaders to step up who can articulate this message and why this is why limited government and keeping the government in check so that communities can flourish in these positions. And we also need people that have real-world skill sets and backgrounds that are in short supply on Capitol Hill.
Boy, do I agree with you. We're about out of time. Talk to us about how listeners might get in touch with you to offer support, ideas, or whatever.
Well, I would encourage them to check out our website, andycoleman.org. Coleman is spelled just like the camping gear, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. There they can review my positions. They can support through a safe and secure donation. They'll discover my positions on various topics, and they'll learn that I'm also the only military veteran in this race, the only candidate in this race with national security experience, foreign policy experience, experience in the Muslim world. Again, at the federal level, these are the types of skill sets that we desperately need so that we can make thoughtful and informed decisions as a government and keep the government in check.
Andy, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation back when you're on active duty, but thank you for what you're planning to do to help get our country on the path we need to be on. God bless you, brother.
Bless you, too. It's all been a joy, and I'm grateful for the time you made for me. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, and by the way, I do need to remind you that Army beat Air Force in football.
Oh, you had to go there.
I had to. Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, it's time for Service Academy football with Quentin Roberts. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 20 pull-ups all the way up and all the way down, nice and slow. Take a break and do 20 more, then stand at ease, but stay in the area. As we enter the holiday season and prepare to spend time with family and friends, we at Spartan Nash wish you all the best.
We know that not all our service members can be with their loved ones during the holidays. Through our MDV Military Division, Spartan Nash is the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. military commissaries around the world. It's our privilege to deliver a slice of home to our heroes.
Wherever you spend the holidays this year, we at Spartan Nash MDV thank you for your service and send you our best wishes.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Others are rightly worried about the impact this bill would have on the deficit and debt. What I'd remind all my Republican colleagues is that with any more changes, it's virtually certain you'll be voting on a bill without any expert analysis of its impacts.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer earlier today on Capitol Hill discussing the GOP's tax plan, which in his opinion would raise our country's debt. As you can hear, Senator Schumer was concerned there about the national debt. Well, worth noting, under President Obama, our debt grew by $9 trillion. Schumer continued by saying bipartisanship can be done when it comes to taxes.
Bipartisanship and compromise, Mr. President, are very possible on tax reform.
And finally, in a developing story, North Korea fired an unidentified ballistic missile from South Pyongyang province early Wednesday, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said. We will have more details on that story when they become available. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. Hey, and a Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. Troops, it's a pleasure to welcome Dr. Noel Tichy to the show. Dr. Tichy has been teaching leadership at the University of Michigan for decades, and he's been teaching and mentoring corporations and government agencies, including the VA and our Marines and other people in the military. And he's been doing it on leadership. And starting next year, he'll be sharing insights on every show. So, welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Noel. Glad to have you aboard.
I am delighted to be with you and very excited by what you're doing for veterans and hope to figure out ways of adding value.
Noel, people just don't suddenly become leaders. At least most people don't. You find yourself working in the area of leadership in all kinds of ways, helping, tutoring, mentoring, teaching. How did you come into that?
I was a social psychology PhD student at Columbia University, 1968. And it was a time of civil rights, anti-war, disruption, and not dissimilar to some of the things going on today. And I went out in the field and decided I want to interview, as part of my dissertation, people who are what I call change agents, everyone from McKinsey consultants to Ralph Nader and Nader's Raiders to radical anarchists to organization development, 130 people who identified themselves as change agents and looked at how they approached organizations, what their values were, what their tools were. Radical anarchist was his tools were bombs, and McKinsey was doing studies, and someone else was doing operations research. But the common denominator is they wanted to change organizations, and that was my dissertation, and I've been on that journey ever since.
And the good thing about his background is he's been practicing it, not just teaching it. He's been out there in industry. Noel, we've just got a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
You got to have people because you don't want the wrong people around you.
The most important thing in being able to deal with a crisis in any organization is you better have the right trusted people around the table. One bad experience I had, and I write about it in my judgment book, was working with Jack Nasser, CEO Ford Motor Company, when the Firestone crisis, the namely Firestone tires, were blowing out, flipping Explorers over, and people were dying. And we put an emergency group together to deal with that. But while that was going on,
the staff and the CEO below the CEO level put a coup d'etat together, went to Bill Ford and got Jack Nasser fired. I had warned him before the crisis that he did not have a trustworthy team. During the good times, said, not a big deal, don't worry about it, I got him under control. You cannot go through a crisis with people around you who you can't trust.
So it's very, very clear that the team's got to be a team, or you're always checking your six, you're not doing your best for whatever the mission is, right?
Without good people, I don't know how you set a good strategy, because they're, you know, bickering or not supportive. And heaven forbid you get into a crisis with the wrong people, it's even worse.
Because they're not looking out for you and for the team and for the mission, they're looking out for themselves, and that's the danger, right?
Exactly, and something that when I worked with Wayne Downing when he was running the Special Operations Forces, it was very clear, people first, then we'll worry about the strategy, and we know how to take care of each other in a crisis.
Noel, thank you. There's so much to share. That's why I'm glad I was able to talk you into joining the team on a regular basis. There's so many insights to understanding leadership, and it's something that we in the military really need to understand on a life or death basis. Thank you for taking time to join us today, and thank you for all you've done for our nation and how much more you're going to do working with us here.
Thank you so much, and I really enjoy this opportunity and look forward to our next conversation.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're about to look at last weekend's Service Academy football games, none of which I liked. Joining me now is our football co-host, Quentin Roberts. Quentin, this isn't going to be a fun time for either of us, is it?
No, Denny, it's not. How you doing today? Denny, let me just say, it's been a long season. It's been a glorious season, especially for Army. Little less glorious for Navy, and Air Force has definitely seen better days. But nonetheless, it's been great for us.
Yes, it's a great season. It's a great sport. It's a great time of year. But when all three of our academies lost on the same weekend, that doesn't happen very often. And so I'm going to just lick my wounds a little bit.
It has not. And I tell you what, if we start at Air Force, the late game was at Boise State. Boise State will probably be ranked this year, and they're going to the Mountain West Championship game. They're 7-0 in the conference after defeating Air Force 44-19, where Boise State's quarterback threw for 300 yards and three touchdowns for Boise State to defeat Air Force. Air Force had three turnovers as well. And just could not overcome those turnovers and Boise State's quarterback to win that game.
You know, it looks like, consider the fact that Army lost a little bit, but they allowed 49 points. I wonder if Army and Air Force remember to bring their defensive teams with them.
It sure doesn't seem like it, Denny. You're right. I mean, Army gave up, actually, they gave up 52 points in their loss to the North Texas Mean Green, dropping the game 52-49. When you score 49 points, you usually expect to win. You know, and Ahmad Bradshaw, the senior quarterback, ran for 244 yards, meaning the second time in the past three games he's run for over 200 yards. It was tied up. I mean, they went back and forth all game. They had about five or six lead changes or where the game was tied up. And the Mean Green kicked a 39-yard field goal with 5 seconds left to go in the game to defeat the Black Knights. Still, Army is 8-3. They've already accepted a bid to the Armed Forces Bowl. And they're sitting pretty, and they've got 3 weeks off before their annual tilt against the United States Naval Academy.
It is indeed. And I hope Army brings their defensive team with them.
That's right. They can't let Navy score 52. And speaking of Navy, they dropped their game in South Bend, Indiana, to the mighty Notre Dame Fighting Irish, 24-17. Navy played them tough. And again, it was another tight game. It was tied after 17-17. But Notre Dame scored in the fourth quarter. Navy just could not get over the hump, even though they outgained, their time of possession was 42 minutes to Notre Dame's 17.
They had more first downs than Notre Dame, but they just could not get over the hump and stop them when they needed to, and then score to defeat Notre Dame. So they dropped one. They fall to 6-4 on the season, while Notre Dame is 9-2.
Yep, so we're counting on doing better next week. Well, next week, Army has a bye, so therefore, I guess that counts as a win in my book.
Navy's That's right. There you go. I like the way you think, Denny.
Navy's at Houston. What's that going to look like?
That's right. Navy is at Houston. That should be a good game for them. I expect Navy to come out on top there. And Air Force hosts Utah State. Again, I expect them to finish with a bang. We expect to let the cannons fly and let the planes screech by as we celebrate our victories for our service academies next week.
Well, I am certainly looking forward to that opportunity. Friends, we'll be continuing to covering service academy football at this point. Quentin, thanks for joining us again this week. I'm proud you're on the team. I'm proud to call you brother, except that one time when Army plays Air Force. Other than that, we're brothers.
That's right, Danny. 364 days.
And most of that 65th day.
That's right.
Blessings, brother. Talk to you next week.
A member. All right, man. Good talking to you.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You have reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. 50 pounds should do it. And do 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready. Then stand at ease.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908 238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send your thoughts to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first comment?
Mary from California really appreciated your interview with Doc McLuhan, who earned the Medal of Honor. She has served in combat and was really surprised that his initial award was only the Bronze Star for Valor.
Mary, I was equally surprised. As a rifle company commander in combat, I worked hard to ensure that my troops got Valor awards they clearly earned. Doc had a very good company commander. I guess he just got outranked. I'm glad it finally worked out. Jim McLuhan is a great guy.
Charlie noted that you had two guests on who were American Legion members. He thought your veteran focus was on AMVETS.
Charlie, we did work with AMVETS for years, but they decided to end our relationship. I wish they hadn't, but the current situation does allow us to work with other veterans groups like the American Legion. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about the only time I saw a colonel chew out a general. A rare sight indeed. Best of all, he got away with it. I was a rifle company commander in the 101st Airborne Division, and our companies rotated the duty of being the division and the nation's IRF. That's the immediate reaction force. When the IRF was alerted, we had 1 hour to be fully equipped for combat at the airfield, ready to draw parachutes and go wherever in the world we were needed. This particular week, my company was the IRF, and we were called out early in the afternoon. When our open-backed 2.5-ton trucks pulled up to parachute issue building and no one was there, we were pretty sure that this was just a drill. We felt good because we were there in well under an hour. Many of my troops, sitting in the back of the trucks in the sun, began to snooze. Then our new division commander, a 2-star general, showed up and started yelling at everyone. We were all shocked because we were where we were supposed to be, ready to go in early. The general wanted the troops to clean their weapons, check ammunition, and do other maintenance activities. Then my boss, the battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Tallman, stepped in. Tallman confronted the general right there in front of me. He told the general these troops already had clean working weapons, their ammunition had been checked before we came out. Further, he said, infantry troops never knew when they were going to be able to sleep next because we never knew what the tactical situation would require of us. My troopers, said the colonel, should be sleeping now if they could. That was good preparation for combat. When the colonel was finished, no one said anything, and the general left. And it's worthy of note, the colonel became a general.
And that's good news, Colonel, because non-coms, enlisted men, we need good officers to lead us. And we define good officer as you give us enough sleep, you pay us on time, and we get food.
That's a good place to start. Now it's time for military history. What's first, Skip?
On 28 November 1941, the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise departed Pearl Harbor to deliver F-4F Wildcat fighters to Wake Island. This mission saved the carrier from destruction when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, I guess it would. And I bet they're glad that they were out delivering Wildcats.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite books when I was a kid. It was called The Big E. It was the whole history of the Enterprise. I just love that.
Well, it's a great ship. On 27 November 1942, during World War II, French Admiral John Laborde sank the French fleet anchored in Toulon Harbor off the southern coast of France. He did it in order to keep it out of German hands. See, in June of 1940, after the German invasion of France and the establishment of an unoccupied zone in the southeast led by General Philippe Pétain, Admiral John Darlan was committed to keeping the French fleet out of German control. At the same time, as a minister in the government that had signed an armistice with the Germans, Darlan was prohibited from sailing that fleet to British or neutral waters. But a German-commanded fleet in southern France, so close to British-controlled regions in North Africa, could prove disastrous to the Brits, who decided to take matters in their own hands by launching an attempt to persuade the French naval commander at Orlan to either break the armistice and sail the French fleet out of German grasp, or to scuttle it. And if the French wouldn't, the Brits would. Well, the French did.
On 29 November 1947, despite strong Arab opposition, the UN voted for the partition of Palestine and the creation of an independent Jewish state. The modern conflict between Jews and Arabs in Palestine dates back to the 1910s, when both groups laid claim to the British-controlled territory. The Jews were Zionist, recent emigrants from Europe and Russia who came to the ancient homeland of the Jews to establish a Jewish national state. The native Palestinian Arabs sought to stem Jewish immigration and set up a secular Palestinian state.
And that's still somewhat of turmoil over there. You might call it out-and-out war at times.
Well, as a Mideast war planner, you would know.
Yeah, it ain't happy. Well, the Palestinians say they won't be happy till every Jew is dead. It's sort of hard to negotiate that.
Well, yeah.
And on 30 November 1950, President Harry Truman announced during a press conference that he was prepared to authorize the use of atomic weapons in order to achieve peace in Korea. At the time of Truman's announcement, Communist China had joined North Korean forces on their attack on UN troops, including U.S. soldiers, who were trying to prevent Communist expansion into South Korea. Truman blamed the Soviet Union for using Communist Chinese insurgents as a part of a devious plan to spread communism into Asia and pledged to, quote, increase our defenses to a point where we can talk, as we should always talk, with authority, end quote. The press was then asked what Truman planned to do if the Chinese nationalists, who were already struggling against the spread of communism in their own country, failed to get involved in the Korean conflict. Truman responded that the U.S. would take whatever steps were necessary to contain communist expansion in Korea. A reporter asked, will that include the atomic bomb? To which Truman replied, that includes every weapon that we have.
Well, Colonel, can you imagine how that would have changed history if he had?
Yeah.
You may not have been fighting in Vietnam.
That very well may be true. And that is military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What do you have this week?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, on the morning of September 15th, Josh Williams was taking his weekly run on the hike and bike trail in Austin, Texas. He was licensed to carry a gun for about 10 years, and he takes his Glock 43 almost everywhere he goes. It was about 5:30 a.m., still dark, when Williams heard a woman scream on the trail over his earbuds. So he took out his earbuds and pointed his flashlight in the direction of the screaming and quickly realized the woman was being sexually assaulted. I came up, pulled my gun, and told him to get off her, Williams said. Williams told KVUE-TV, adding that he ordered the man to get on his knees and show his hands. The man ran off, leaving him, with the victim, safe and sound.
Thanks, Colonel. This was an awesome display of courage and a good deed well done. When I did further research on this story, I learned that Mr. Williams made the statement that he almost didn't carry his gun that morning. There are a lot of different reasons for not carrying your gun. Let's take a look at just a few of the most common. Number one, it's never easy or convenient to strap on a firearm and take it with you everywhere you go. It's added weight, added bulk, and it will always be easier to just leave it home. Number two, the gun dictates where you can and cannot go. There will always be non-permissive zones where you can't carry a weapon, and they vary quite a bit from state to state. These are also called gun-free zones, and if you're going to carry a concealed handgun, you need to be up on the laws of your jurisdiction prior to carrying. Number three, the gun mandates what clothing you wear. If you want to carry concealed, then you must wear clothing that will do the job well. If you carry strong side on the hip, which is the most popular method, then you'll have to wear a longer shirt to cover it up or an extra cover garment to complete the concealment. So, as you can see, it's always going to be much easier to leave the gun home. But think about it. What would have happened to both Josh and the woman being raped if he decided to leave his gun home on that particular morning? Josh may have decided to not get involved rather than take on a rapist with his bare hands. Or perhaps he would have gotten into a fight and maybe even died. The bottom line is this. The presence of his gun with adequate training and a warrior mindset saved the woman from being raped and possibly killed. And that, my friends, is worth any inconvenience.
That is an understatement. Our book giveaway this week is Colonel Brad Farrar's God and America. To get in on the drawing, email me, Danny at frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put God and America in the subject line. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, Dr. Ed Tick will have returned from his trip taking Vietnam vets to Vietnam for some healing. We'll learn how it went. Then we'll discuss Operation Torch, which was one of the early operations in World War II. We'll also talk with the gent who leads United American Patriots. They help our combat vets who are being punished for doing their jobs.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Front Lines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you or your friends had guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on Front Lines of Freedom this Veterans Day weekend. Join me next weekend for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the Front Lines of Freedom. Dismissed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com. That's EisenhowerCenter.com.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Others are rightly worried about the impact this bill would have on the deficit and debt. What I'd remind all my Republican colleagues is that with any more changes, it's virtually certain you'll be voting on a bill without any expert analysis of its impacts.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer earlier today on Capitol Hill discussing the GOP's tax plan, which in his opinion would raise our country's debt. As you can hear, Senator Schumer was concerned there about the national debt. Well, worth noting, under President Obama, our debt grew by $9 trillion. Schumer continued by saying bipartisanship can be done when it comes to taxes.
Bipartisanship and compromise, Mr. President, are very possible on tax reform.
And finally, in a developing story, North Korea fired an unidentified ballistic missile from South Pyongyang province early Wednesday, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said. We will have more details on that story when they become available. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
President Trump is courting Senate Republicans to push his tax plan. One of those six or eight senators who is on the fence regarding the bill is Republican Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee. Corker is not a fan of the bill because it raises the national debt. Senator Corker told Fox News what is being done to court his vote from a possible no into a yes.
We've been working with the Finance Committee and over the Thanksgiving holiday, as you and I were talking earlier, very feverishly with the White House, both Gary Cohn, but also Stephen Mnuchin, who was in my office yesterday, General Kelly and others.
Authorities in Australia say they have foiled a terror plot targeting